This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Sierra Leone is a country of 6 million people in West Africa. It has a strong and vibrant labor movement. I talked to Makta Williams, the Deputy Secretary General of the Sierra Leone Labor Congress, about the labor movement in the country. Mr. Williams, in the past year, there have been a number of workers in Sierra Leone, such as the dock workers, who have complained about poor pay, dangerous working conditions, and perilous work. Have conditions for workers in Sierra Leone improved or deteriorated in the past year?
Well, I must say there are semblance of improvement in some areas, although the majority of the areas are still yet to be seen to move away from the poverty line. But let me assure you that most recently in the government budget speech, which was delivered to Parliament, government made a tremendous move away from the poverty line to a salary structure that gives some hope of improvements in the condition of service of workers in the public sector. Now, the private sector is also trying to move away so that they themselves can follow up with whatever government has given as a minimum wage.
Are the current labor laws of Sierra Leone sufficient? I understand that the country is still working with the labor laws of 1971. Is that true? Are there plans to update the laws?
Well, we are still working on the Industrial Relations Act of 1971. It is not adequate, but at the time it became law, it, of course, has its limitations, and events have overtaken the act. And as at present, we are reviewing the entire labor laws of the country, which to us has been very much outdated. And that process has been going on for quite some time. Now, we are reviewing also the national constitution, which also has provision for labor laws. And that has to go complementary to whatever amendments are going to be made in the labor laws so that we can capture it in the constitution itself. But presently, we are still using the 1971 labor laws.
How can unions and their members around the world help the workers of Sierra Leone?
Well, there are many ways. One, I would think that if we have a sustainable networking with unions of like objectives, and have the opportunity of getting unions that have resources for training, if they can, to some extent, extend those facilities to unions in Sierra Leone, I think that would be a very good idea. Our problem is that there were very limited resources in terms of training and retraining people, and that has created a lot of problems with new innovations coming into business, with new employers coming in with high technology, and we are sometimes finding it very difficult to stand up to those challenges.